Hi there, and welcome to the John Murray Podcast, where we interview many different people with many different perspectives. Today, I'm interviewing my grandmother, Beth Christensen. She is a woman with a lot of experience and knows a lot of things about life. How are you today?
How am I? Yeah. I'm great, especially having my grandson.
Yeah. Yes. So I would like to start it off with... Where were you born?
I was born in New Orleans, Louisiana. I am a product of probably more, but I'll just give what we did research on, and that is 9 generations in New Orleans.
Wow, that's a lot of generations in New Orleans. What year were you born in?
1933.
So that makes you 90 years old, right?
Correct. Now, if you get down to the dates, my birthday is December the 30th, 1933. So I had one more year in 33. And then in the next one, it will be 19.
Gotcha.
I mean, 90.
90, yes. So you said you were born in New Orleans. Did you grow up there most of your life?
Most of my single life, yes. After marriage, I moved with my...
I just want to know, what was life like living in New Orleans?
It was blessed. Most of the people were very good people. Their souls, their presence, their good intent for everybody there.
It sounds like it was a really good place.
It is, and I haven't been back in about 3 years, but I'm hoping that nothing changes.
What were some of the fun things you could do as a child there? When you were young, what were some of the fun things you would do?
Well, we lived in a neighborhood, in a very nice neighborhood, with houses here, streets, and a big grassy playground called the Neutral Ground. And then on the other side was another street with houses. It was a wonderful way of getting out the front door or the downstairs and meeting people that were wonderful.
Do you still have a lot of friendships with people that you met back then?
No, not a lot, because they're all about 90.
I would like just to ask about, did you have any special hobbies or interests when you were growing up?
I did everything that interests me that was good. And that I leaned more to the arts rather than sports. I was a sporty person, and I'll tell you why later on.
So I would just like to ask, what college did you go to?
College? I went to Loyola University of the South in New Orleans. Then I went to Washington, D.C., to the Catholic University. Loyola, I got my bachelor in studies to increase the knowledge of other people. At D.C., I got my master's on the same, and the world was expanding more. So the more I got, the more I knew about what people in the world then wanted.
So after you graduated from college, what was your first job?
It's really hard to say, but I will tell you, I was interested in television and radio. I did studies in that. And in New Orleans, as time went on, So I went on just learning about it. Women just learning about it.
Just tell me, like, what was your favorite job? Like, the story you always tell me about how you were, like, the dean.
The dean of women at Loyola University of the South. My friend called me. Prior to her calling, I was what they had, the social director of Hotel du School of Nursing. I had to take all of the little unknown about New Orleans kids who wanted to be nurses. I was kind of like, so I had an experience in children as well as their emotions. And then I got a call from Loyola University. Beth, would you like to be Dean of Women at the School of Nursing? That already had me there, but I was called Social Director. I said, yeah, what is it about? Well, it's in the School of Nursing. You give parties. You have wonderful dances when the ships come in with the officers from the wars. We have a beautiful place for everybody to dance in. You take them to operas, plays. Hey, I said, that's not too bad. I don't have to teach medicine. All you have to do.
Just want to ask, how did you meet Pappy?
Great story. One of my children, I say children, that were younger than I, going to the nursing school, said, hey, Beth, we're going to have a beach party over in Pensacola. How about you chaperoning that? I said, that sounds like fun. Okay, yes, I will. And then she said, oh, by the way, I set up a date with my cousin who just graduated from Notre Dame. But Beth, you're going to be stuck with one person the whole time of the beach party. So I said, we'll see. He came at the time he was supposed to. I opened the door, and when I looked at him, I really wanted to not only go out one night, I wanted to go out 60 years. How I met your grandfather.
Long-lasting relationship right there.
Being a parent was one of the biggest roles of getting married. I had the ability to teach you all what my parents taught me. They were wonderful people. Everything that my parents did was exciting. Being a parent and opening up the doors and hearing about all wonder events.
Do you think is the key to happiness?
God.
You think God is?
And the biggest thing, in fact, I mean, we discuss life, and we're all 90s, 80s, 70s. And I told them, I said, you know what? When you go through learning about your spirit, your act of living in this world, you believe it and you pray for continuance. But the biggest thing in your mind is when you're old, you have all the wonderful things you learned about when you were younger, and it helps you to take each step as you go along in knowing there is a loving spirit will always take care of.
Thank you for this interview.